Welcome back, everyone. This is Sight to the Blind. Finally, I got this sister on after chasing her around in the emails for the last 2 weeks. So I'm gonna let her introduce herself.
Hi, my name is Selena. I am from Dallas, Texas, specifically Garland, Texas. It's a little suburb outside of Dallas. I'm 28 years old, and I started this journey maybe around early 2022, maybe around that time. It's been a journey since then, but I'm excited to be here and thank you for having me.
So when did it all start for you? What was your defining moment when you came into the truth?
I mean, I want to say it was definitely a little bit after the whole COVID era. A little bit there, like I kind of started doing a lot of my research on it. And since maybe high school, I've been really into conspiracy theories, and COVID kind of fell into that category. And since I was really, really into conspiracies, then, you know, naturally I fell into that. And yeah, I just kind of woke up to a whole bunch of other things.
And that's why the last episode I talked about, you have to find that one thing. And it usually starts at conspiracy theorist levels of diving into truths and mysteries. And you stumble upon Yahuwah, you stumble upon this truth and this walk when you dig further enough, especially as a new believer. So where do you think you are as far as the truth? Do you feel like you're a babe in this walk, a teenager or a toddler or a young adult?
Maybe a toddler. I've definitely have given up some things, where, for example, pork. I don't eat pork at all anymore, and that's really hard, especially coming from a Mexican household. You know, a lot of dishes are, you know, involved around pork, and it's just, you know, but that's been about a maybe year and a half, going on to 2 years since I gave that up. But yeah, I mean, I'd say more a toddler. I have really read into the Torah more than I've ever have before. So, but I do intend to, you know, do other things where,
Are you coming out of a religion or stop doing a certain religion?
Well, I mean, I grew up Catholic. I, to be honest, never really felt like I was ever a part of the Catholic religion. I just was kind of made to be in it because of my parents. They grew up that way. But I actually, you know, started kind of questioning the religion a whole lot, even when I was in high school, because I would find that they contradicted themselves a lot. So then even there, I'm like, I gotta ask more questions. But yeah, I came from a Catholic household. I never truly felt connected, I guess. I always had questions pertaining to images. You know how they do the saints and everything, and they say no, don't worship the images and everything. But they have, like, who is it? The Virgin Mary, all those kinds of virgins. And so, yeah, I always asked, like, if we're not supposed to be, you know, idolizing images, why do we do those? And nobody ever gave me a direct answer.
Do you have those images in your household when you grew up?
Yes, and kind of still. I live with my parents still, so my mom, she's kind of more into the religion, and so she has, like, the Virgin Mary and then the white Jesus, all that.
Has it been hard breaking this truth to your family?
Oh, yes. I've been trying to plant the seed and just kind of slowly get them to question certain things. But as soon as I do, they kind of close off. But I try to approach it very slowly, just kind of have them ponder about certain things that I bring up.
And what about the holiday season? How are you during the holiday season with your family?
Oh, that's really hard. Well, I'm definitely not in the Christmas spirit, I'll tell you that. Like, I tell them, like, oh, this is a pagan religion. I kind of don't want to be involved. But they're like, what? Like, it's Jesus's birthday. But I'm like, is it? Like, where? Where do we say that? But they can't ever really tell me a straight up answer when I ask, like, okay, hey, like, well, this doesn't say it in the Bible. Like, if you tell me, I'll look into it. But never. Honestly, they kind of don't even read the Bible. I've told them, I will buy you a Bible if you read it. But, I'm gonna still buy it either way. But,
So during this walk, what pitfalls or stumbling blocks have you endured been coming in this truth? Because it's never been an easy process for a lot of people who come into it, because you find out so many things that you thought were comfortable are not comfortable in scripture. So what was those things that you felt like, ah, I'm really, struggling to get through this particular phase in my life?
I definitely say letting go of certain friendships that kind of just hold me back. I'm a little bit of a social butterfly, so a lot of the friendships that I've carried with me throughout the years, I feel like they're kind of just, like I said, holding me back. They do the whole like birthdays and all that, and it's kind of hard to like not attend those, and when friends invite you over and stuff. Definitely, I used to go out every weekend, so used to, and drinking was a really big stumbling block for me. Here lately, like in the past year, it hasn't been a problem at all. But I'd say mainly that, just the like going out with friends. I don't do the clubs or the bars or nothing, not anymore. But yeah, I'd say just letting go of some friendships that no longer serve me.
And as far as the drinking, was it drink to excess or just a social drinker?
No, not a social drinker at all. Like I would drink to blackout.
Oh, wow.
No, yeah, it was bad. And when I realized that I should really tone it down was when it was starting to affect my everyday life. 'Cause like I wouldn't just stop at the weekends. Like sometimes it would pour into like the beginning of the week, and it's just started kind of to progress from there. And then when I noticed that my body was just not like having it anymore, that's when I stopped.
Good. We all been through those phases, and you forget
Yeah.
that it bleeds from the weekend, and you keep carrying it over, and then Wednesday is like, oh, hump day Wednesdays, and Thursdays and Fridays you back at it again. So it's like it's starting to be like
Just
a
happy
whole week to a
hours.
month. Yeah, happy hours. And these days they make the drinks bottomless, and then mimosa. It's
They
like
make it really hard nowadays.
they put the sugar on the rim. It's like they make the drink so much good now because of I guess the popularity of happy hour has become a thing now. And it's like they want to keep you inebriated, for the entire month, and you're missing out on your blessings and your calling. So now that you understand your calling, what do you feel like you're being called to do, or brought closer to?
Well, I'm actually praying about that right now, currently with the Most High, because since coming to this truth, it has like it's made me think about like, okay, what do I want to do from here on out? Like something that truly speaks to me, something that I can get to enjoy doing while also, praising the Most High and exalting him, and in the same process, I don't know, to be honest. I'm still trying to figure that out. So, yeah, we'll see. We'll see what the Most High says.
Have you done any fasting or feast days yet?
No, but I actually just finished reading the book of Exodus, and it has all of majority of the feast days on there, how it started, I do want to get into it. Fasting, I've done before, but not pertaining to this walk, but it's something I definitely it's on my list to do soon.
And where are you at as far as relationships, if you don't mind me asking? Do you,
Oh,
is
not
that
at
on your
all.
mind, or are you more concerned with following this truth first?
I'm more concerned about finding this truth first. I actually, my last relationship was about a year ago. And yeah, honestly, that relationship was like, you know what? How about we just wait it out and have the Most High present me someone? You know, I don't want to go seeking for it. I eventually do want to, get married one day and, if the Most High allows it, to have kids. But right now, not actively seeking any of that. I truly do want to just, dive my head into this Bible and, grow. But yeah, while I was in that relationship, I was also in the, trying to walk in the truth, but I couldn't do it because of, not abiding by what the Most High says, while being in that relationship. And so it definitely was an eye-opener, and it just kind of taught me to just wait until he gives me someone.
Did you ha always have this mindset, or did you come from a modern woman's mindset of being what women are now, very selfish, narcissistic, or what have you?
So when I got involved with my boyfriend, the last relationship, ex-boyfriend, he I'm sorry, can you do the question again?
Now, did you come from a modern mindset as far as, being a woman in this world, or did you always have like some ounce of truth in you the entire time that you didn't have to suffer some of the propaganda and mind control devices that are on the minds of women these days?
Well, I was, yeah, definitely like a modern mindset. I actually, I used to be like pro feminist, like that whole thing, like super feminist, Democrat, like the whole thing. And, eventually with time, with your help, like, I just kind of started seeing like, okay, no, I'm going down the wrong path, like not doing that. But yeah, I was like truth and then modern mindset. So it was like I was kind of 50-50. It was not helping me at all. So I knew I had to get out of that relationship so that I can fully focus on the truth. Excuse me, on the truth.
Good. Have you ever felt his correction? Like, like, oh, he's correcting me right now. I have to change, or I have to stop this. Did you ever feel that?
Yes, the amount of like life events that happened to me during that entire relationship is crazy. The last one, I would pray to the Most High and he answers you in like different ways. And like, I got into a car accident maybe like a year ago, and he was with me in the car, and we were out and about. We were out bar hopping. We shouldn't have been doing that, but we came across another drunk driver, whatever, and then from there, it just that relationship just kind of derailed. And then it's just like it made me realize a lot of things. So, yeah, definitely he's corrected me. He's answered a lot of prayers that I've had during that time. And so, yeah, I was like, okay, done.
And what do you feel like in this world is most women's stumbling block and why they won't see the truth?
Selfishness, definitely vanity, materialism, all of those things combined. I feel like they also like sit, celebrities have a ton of influence on like a big majority of these people. And like, I see it through some friends where they get carried away by who they're currently watching. And then, they don't really. They don't really present what one should be doing as a woman because, you know what I mean? Like,
Do you see it? Did you see it in yourself first? You'd be like, damn, I really acted like this person that I saw on TV, or like, damn, I can't believe I was looking up to this person. Was you hit that
yes.
wall?
Oh man, like on that celebrity train, like you have no idea. I
it?
was following all the celebrities. I ne was never really into trends, but you know, every now and then I'd catch myself like wanting to, you know, hop on the train. But yeah, I used to be like a huge Lana Del Rey fan. Out the window now. Like I don't listen to her music at all. She's blocked on everything. Like I blocked a lot of these celebrities because it's like they really are very influential. Like they just really push a lot of things. But yeah, no, yeah,
It's funny you
definitely.
say that because I've always marveled at her name, Lana Del Rey, which just means King of Anal backwards.
No, I realized that.
That was.
Yes, I, you know, when you said it, I was like, you know, he's right. Like, why do I want to support someone's name? Like, yeah, no.
And
Oh,
do you
yeah.
ever try to help your friends out? It's like, hey, just like same way you try to help your family out by giving them breadcrumbs and dropping the seed. Have you done that with your friends in or your friends group?
Yes, I do the drop the little seeds. I kind of just plant the seed of doubt just a little bit, like. I try to have those kind of conversations with them, but it gets them like uncomfortable. So that's when I start those people I kind of started creating a gap with. Like I'll still see you, I'll still hang out with you. I'm gonna plant the seed, but just know like this is my vibe and where I'm going. So yeah, I've definitely tried to plant the seed for sure. And I'm like, I want this for you. So please like look into it, like you know.
And as far as where you are at right now in your walk, what do you feel is the most important thing for a woman to grasp? Well, I would say, what's the top three things you think a woman should grasp in this walk?
Definitely, like truly love yourself, not into like vanity or selfishness, but just love yourself enough to where you don't have to seek outer validation, in things or people. I always think about this part where, you know, the Most High Yahuwah, he created you to his image. So if there's anything, even your you know, oneself, imperfections or anything, you know, he knew you before you were born. So how he made you is intentional. And I think that a lot of people or a lot of women, you know, they miss out on, you know, hey, like, you know, I should truly love myself. Like the Most High made me, it was intentional to me, he made me the way that I am. So, that, thing, but two other things. I don't know. What can I say? Two other things. Now I'm gonna get back to you on that. I'm sorry.
What do you think are in the flip side? So, what do you think men should grasp for all you see of men in this generation? What do you think that we should grasp when we are coming into this walk or coming out of this world?
Definitely look into, you know, being a leader. Definitely, yeah, being a leader.
I feel like that's the top thing. When I talk to women about what do you think men struggle with, it's always been the top thing is leadership. It's leadership.
Yeah, it's just that I feel like a lot of like men today, they for one, sassy. I've noticed it like everywhere. It's the sassiness, and I'm appalled. Like not even me, but you know, yeah. I just feel like they hop on the wave a lot. Like just different, whatever wave is going on, they just hop on it. Like they don't even try. I just feel like they don't think for themselves a lot of the time. Not just particularly men, but like a lot of people, but especially men. You know.
Yeah, I said that. I said
You know?
men are starting to be more gossipers than women, and it's like they vie for that attention. It doesn't matter, like you said, they jump on whatever wave because they want that attention. Wherever that attention is, that's where they're going. I don't know if it's just for social media purposes or something they're missing in their childhood that they're just now growing up with and be like, oh, I need more attention because I haven't had it in my childhood. But how do you prepare to deal with the spirits of these people who are changing all the time? And some of them are going to be affliction, some of them are going to be oppressive. How are you going to deal with that end this walk?
Great question. I really don't know. I like to keep my cool, just be centered a lot of the time. As far as to like deal with it, I don't know, pray up.
It's the perfect answer. That's all you can do.
Pray up, man, because it's getting tough and tougher out here.
What do you do for work?
Well, I work front desk for a holistic pediatric office.
Okay.
Actually, I mentioned in the message, we work right in front of a Freemasonry
Freemason.
lodge. Yeah, scary stuff. But yeah, I work as a front desk. We see, little kiddos, and it's very holistic. So we try to push a lot for like natural supplements, like natural healing, before we push into any like vaccines. We're vaccine friendly, so if you wanted to vaccine, you can do that. If you didn't, that's perfectly fine as well.
Did you always wanted to be in that area?
Yes, holistic part of it, yes. Previously, I had worked for a chronic pain clinic where, if you were in an accident, they'd send you there to get treated. But how that worked was basically if you weren't getting an injection, they would just send you off and like send you somewhere else. And because that through injections is how they make their money. And a lot of the time when patients would come to me to create their appointment or whatever, they'll just be like, hey, like, do you think that, I should get the injection? And I can't really tell them no, because that's how they make their money. And I'm just like, I feel like a salesperson. I don't want to be here. And so I did pray to the Most High before I left that job to please give me something in the holistic field. It didn't matter where it was, just please holistic. And sure enough, 6 months later, I come across this job. And yeah.
Don't
I
know,
love it so
sis. I don't know,
much.
sis. It's starting to sound like, the Most High is giving you that power of healing. Like, even David, when he was sick, he had a young woman take care of him, and now you're taking care of the elders or the elderly. I think that's truly important, especially when they're making that final transition into the other life. And maybe a couple of years later, you could be start dropping them seeds and getting them right to meet the Most High. Like, you never know, but I like the
Man, I hope so. I'll look into it, honestly. You just made me realize something.
it's never a mistake, like you said before in your words. It's never a mistake of how the Most High made us. Like, he made us for a reason, and we let our life experiences take us to different avenues, but he's always going to bring us back to his path. So I'm hearing you talk, it's such a blessing to hear someone's like very, very small seed, mustard seed, becoming an oak tree in the future because of the position that you're in right now. And do you ever see people coming in and out of that Masonic lodge?
Yes, Larry, man. I'm appalled sometimes. Like they have like different because there's different symbols like on their wall. It's like four or five of them. And I noticed that on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays after five, they all pull up. That's all I know. They all pull up. It's after five and they're there.
They're wearing like the Shriner hats, or like the Shriners, they're just guys in suits or whatever.
They look like normal people. Like they're just wearing like whatever, maybe some business attire. I did see a girl wear a tuxedo and like go inside and like clock in. I guess
Wow.
that's it.
Yeah, that's so weird. Well, I'm glad they're keeping it across the street and not. Do they have any of the elders that's Freemasons that you would know that come over there or no?
Like to the to in, inside the clinic, or well, we did have one of the, I guess he's like in charge of the building. He came in one day, like we were about a week open because we just opened at the location where I work at, and he came in there just to give us like a welcome gift, and he had like the Masonic symbol like right here and like right here. And he was giving us lunch. And what was for lunch? It was smoked ham, which is huge. I side-eyed him. I was like, yeah, okay. Yeah. Not eating that.
Like, So, what do you fear, or what do you think is something you're going to be struggling with as far as this economic collapse and the world going to war, Iran, Israel? What do you fear the most is going to happen that you feel like you're not fully prepared for?
I don't know, to be honest. I know I should be thinking about things like that, but I've been so caught up with, trying to catch up and be far ahead in this journey. Like, I feel like I should be more ahead than I am right now, but I really don't know. I think that I'm like 90% positive. Since I live in Garland, they're making it a 15-minute city. They've already kind of made progress towards that, all the construction around here. I really don't know. I as far as like preparing with like water and like food cans, like we haven't done that. When the whole COVID thing happened, we were kind of it was suffering in the trenches because the whole toilet paper was out, when the whole thing happened with the toilet paper. We're not prepared in that way. So, I mean, I honestly don't know what to expect.
And let's go back to the 15 minutes. I don't know what that would look like because I'm not in a 15-minute city. So what do you think is the groundwork of what you see as being a 15-minute city coming to a city near you? What would that look like?
Well, I think that they're definitely trying to make it like some sort of attraction in some way to have people live here because they're trying to shove apartment complexes where they can, and they're just tearing down the trees and they're just, slapping them wherever they can. Like, even in places where you didn't think that apartment complexes could fit there, they're doing it, even if it doesn't, they don't fit.
What
But
about
it's
the
definitely.
technology?
They have switched a lot of our lampposts. Like there used to be wooden, now there's like these big metal things. It's like these big metal things, and then it's like what else? What else have they done? They have certainly put cameras around the city too, like a whole lot more newer cameras. I think that is pretty much it. Like, definitely they are trying to make it nicer to attract people to come over here. They did this, like, it looks so ugly, by the way, but in downtown Garland, they have these like crystal looking like sticks statues. It's so ugly. They did it, but to me, I look at it kind of side eye. I'm kind of sus about it. I don't know what it is, but yeah.
When you first, but we'll go back to when you first woke up, what was the other conspiracy theories that helped pulled you into the truth?
Well, there was one that I saw because, back then, like I was Catholic and I was going to Catholic school and everything. And I saw this one where they were talking about religion. And at first I was in denial because, I was like, no, that there's no way. And then they started kind of going deeper about like symbolism and all that. So then I started going deep into symbolism. And then I stumbled into Pizzagate. And oh man, it's a whole thing. And I stopped at Pizzagate because it was too much. But definitely it started when I saw something about, religion, Catholic, Christianity, all that.
And for us, this truth and walk, and we all had the mindset to be like, nah, this ain't right. This ain't right. And then we find out that we were wrong. Do you find that happening more and more when you dig deeper into the word?
Yes. Definitely. There's a lot of things that, debunk my mindset when it where it was at that time, whenever I was a Catholic. Like I said, with the whole images thing, and then the it's in the commandments. I think images and idols is the main one, I'd say.
What's your favorite book right now that you're reading in the Bible?
The one I've read Genesis, Exodus, I had to read Enoch, Ecclesiastes. But so far, honestly, I really enjoy Enoch because that definitely was like, it definitely opened my eyes to a whole bunch of new things. especially about the world, you know, like where we live, the firmament, how the sun rises, where it's like they all have a setting, like it's a whole bunch of things. Yeah, I'd say Enoch.
Okay. Do you look at the sun and the moon differently now because you read the Book of Enoch?
Yes, I do. I think it's beautiful, to be honest. One thing I've always wondered is like, well, how come, you know, if the moon really is smaller than the sun, then how come it looks like freaking giant and huge sometimes? But they are the same size. It's just the sun is 7 times brighter than the moon. So, you know, yeah.
And what are you trying to learn as far as after you know, what do you want to know more of?
The walk of the women in the Bible. I kind of want to read into those books for sure and learn more about them so that I can, you know, start, well, not start, but just keep walking in that path of
Have you
giving.
felt or have you were you ever taught that women were oppressed in the Bible and the reason why most people don't read it or didn't really give it a second glance over because they've been told that women are oppressed in the Bible. They're told to be quiet and to sit down and not do anything. Did you ever hear that growing up?
No, actually, No, my family wasn't too big on reading the Bible, so I never really picked it up. Back in 2016, whenever I was starting to try to read the Bible, I was getting spiritually attacked every night. So then, that's another thing that made me kind of back away from the Most High back in 2016, whenever I was trying to get closer to Him. But yeah.
Well, explain that. How did you get attacked?
Sleep paralysis like almost every night, and then I would have the most terrifying nightmares. Very, very terrifying. And you know, it kind of I noticed that it happened a whole lot more when I started to read the Bible and pray more. And so in my head I was like, well, if you know, if I'm doing all of this, why do I keep experiencing this? But back then I didn't realize I was getting spiritually attacked.
Were you in your parents' house when this was going on?
Yeah.
And did you ever think like, okay, because of your mom's religion and all that, that it kept you, try to keep you bound into that religion, or at least into that household mode of thinking?
You know, I didn't think about it like that, but now that you say it, it possibly could, you know, because you know, well, I don't know if you believe in this, but at one point my house was haunted. So I think that like whenever they did the cleanse and everything, they had to put up like certain like images to kind of help cleanse out the house. So maybe, yeah, you know.
And where do you see this world going? Or where you do you think in Revelation is this world at right now for the things that you've seen so far?
Or definitely, I feel like we're headed towards that final big war. That'll be like the end say of it all. I haven't been following it up with it a whole lot right now, but like the whole thing that's going on in, you know, Palestine, all that, you know, I'm kind of keeping a close eye on it because I think that I may be wrong. Please correct me if I am. But I do think that the reason why they're trying to just, you know, do that whole massacre and get everybody out of there is to put their temple there.
I think so too. And that mosque that stands on the Temple Mount, it has to come down. They can't just leave it there and then build a third temple right either right next to it or around it. It has to be exactly where that is. So all of a sudden, the Iron Dome hasn't been working when it has been working this entire time with Palestine. And all of a sudden, Iran missiles reaches Tel Aviv, which is where the Iron Dome is supposed to cover. So I think they're gonna have like some weird ritual or some weird false flag where the missiles accidentally hit the mosque and they're gonna blame Iran for hitting the mosque. And then Israel's like, oh, we'll defend it for you and you know, and let it be, you know, burnt to the ground or destroyed and say, okay, we'll get them back because they took out your mosque. I think that's what's gonna happen. Something's gonna go wrong and that building's gonna fall anyway, and that's when you'll know.
Yeah, eventually, like the end say of it all, like it has to fall. That's what it
You ever catch yourself in arguments with people who just don't know?
is. I got this. Okay, so this girl started at my job, and she was just kind of, it was just, yeah. So she was trying to tell me about like the earth and if I thought if it was round or flat, and immediately I'm like flat. And she's like flat. And then she's just kind of started trying to tell me, like, well, no, because she was more of like, I'm correct and you're not. And so then I just kind of had to sit there and just, okay, well, what about consider this? Just kind of again planting that little seed of doubt. And I'm just like, just consider this, But yeah, I'd say that.
I like that your process is just here a little bit, just a little bit, just a little bit. Coming from a male perspective, it's like, here, you're gonna choke on this. I don't care if you choke on this, choke on this truth. Here, swallow it. I like your approach too, because it's a little bit more softer, it's a little bit more gentle, and you're just here and then you back away. It's here and you back away.
Come
And
back and I'll, come around and ask you again about what are your thoughts now?
Just checking in. Yeah, I
It's the
like that.
same. I'm gonna do another little push and another little seed, and we'll see.
Yeah. Well,
Definitely.
this has definitely been a blessing. I'm so glad we finally come to meet and do this interview after chasing around for a couple of weeks. And you definitely have a lot of wisdom being new to this walk and being able to grasp the gentleness and what we should all strive for as far as, planting seeds and getting people to understand the truth. And also yourself as well, coming out of, the religion and coming into this truth. It's not easy. It truly isn't. And then you isolate yourself or go through a period of isolation. And it's something that none of us has ever actually prepared for. So what would be your advice for those who are now coming to this walk who are and maybe have a Mexican heritage like you, or being young like you, what would you say would be somewhere they should start and to grasp this walk?
Definitely start with reading the word for sure. At least start there and then slowly just kind of start incorporating the, for me, I started with the no pork. It's a major food option in the Hispanic, well, especially the Mexican households. Start there and then just kind of start coming away from if you idolize celebrities, sports, or anything that you idolize. Just kind of take a little step back, don't engage so much in it anymore, and then slowly just start, or maybe hurry up a little bit because we are running out of time. But just take big steps towards backing away from that and just unlearn everything you thought was the truth at one point. Just kind of start unlearning slowly,
Good.
but hurry up a little bit.
Take your time, but please hurry up.
Hurry up.
Thank you so much, sis, for coming on. I hope Yah continues to grow you and protect you and guide you, especially where you work. Like I said, I hope he reveals that you are a healer. And as soon as you learn more about the word and get more grounded, that you become a even more greater healer, not only for the elderly and the sick, for those who are also your age.
Okay, thank you so much, and
No
likewise,
problem.
Larry.
Thank you.
Thank you.